all I hear on the meager news that trickles down our way are stories about driving off the fiscal cliff. Disaster, mayhem, catastrophe, and chaos right around the bend. Nobody's at the wheel, and all us chickens are screaming bloody murder in the back seat. It's enough to make a fella quit his job and pull his money out of the bank and head back into the hills before all fiscal hell breaks loose. You know, if he had a job. I thought after the election was over, we'd all settle down, maybe take a break from the nonstop acrimony, get ready for an enjoyably peaceful Christmas. I guess I was a little overly optimistic, or maybe just slightly naive. Okay, I was stupid. The media loves a good scare the way a TV weatherman loves predicting a blizzard a week ahead of time. Snowmageddon on its way, big low pressure barreling in from Siberia, crashing into a Pineapple Express up from Hawaii, better buy a generator and a backhoe with a plow, I mean now. The economy's going to tank, the market's going to crash, the sky is falling, clouds are hailing down like bricks. Go to your safe room before it's too late, pray to Alan Greenspan, put your affairs in order, say adios to your kids, kiss your butt goodbye. But wait. The next news story is a mania to buy Powerball tickets. $1 billion worth already sold with a chance to win at this very moment, $550 million. You win, you get a fiscal parachute. You could tell Bill Gates what to do. You could buy the next election or cancel it altogether. You could survive, not just survive, you could rule. Tens of thousands of us a minute now are buying tickets. If the government would just fake these things, pony up a happy millionaire at the end, a shill, then pocket the loot, we could turn this economy around overnight. We could avert the cliff and slide back into our garage in the cul-de-sac and hit the door close button and return to daytime TV and endless sports programming. We'd be happy. We'd be saved. Maybe I'm just being optimistic. Maybe I'm a little naive. Okay, I know what you're thinking.